Good evening. I'm going to call this Courts and Public Safety meeting to order. We are going to get started this evening mainly with a discussion about some of the things that have been going on with our emergency squad. After our budget season and seeing through, seeing all of our budget stuff come through, I started asking some questions because due to my own ignorance, I didn't know exactly what all our emergency squad did, what all of it entailed, how they were funded, and all that fun stuff. So I started doing a little bit of a deep dive and wanted to invite them to come and visit and tell us a little bit about some of the changes that they have going on in their organization. And so with that, Commander, if you'd like to come up and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the organization.
Good evening, Court. My name is Jerry Claggett. Thank you for giving me the time to introduce myself. I am the incoming commander. I will assume that position in January. We do have a new leadership board that's going to start with me. And so our attempt is to start a new era of the emergency squad. We want to modernize. We want to work with the current agencies that are in Faulkner County and build a nice relationship so that we can all better serve the citizens of Faulkner County. One of the ways that we're wanting to modernize is to utilize a drone program to help in search and rescue efforts, or if the sheriff department needs help with their drone program, kind of not compete with them, but to to complement the program. And that's one of the processes that we're doing. We also plan on doing kind of a internal deep dive and look at some of our processes, our lack of processes. Squad is a little bit antiquated, and so we are looking how we can modernize and make ourselves more relevant to the community. Anything else, ma'am?
Can you tell us a little bit about how you're funded?
I'm going to bring the co-commander up, let him talk, because I'm new to the position, so I'm not 100% sure on how all that works.
I'm Brandon Smith, co-commander. As far as our funding, all of our funding is derived through the voluntary tax. It used to be voluntary tax 32, I think that's been revised in. So our funding comes through that, and then we do a few supplemental, any donations that may come in as we're out in the public. We are typically out in front of the public in places like COPSA, the fairgrounds, child safety fair, those kind of things. Doing child IDs and other things amongst the community, that's where we give them donations.
How many members are there of the squad, and are they, can just anybody be a member? Are there certain certifications somebody has to have?
Sure. You.
So typically, most of our squad members are firefighters, law enforcement, EMS, or military background. They do have to go through a background check. They have to be at the age of 21. Typically, they come in, they're on a probation period for 6 months. Depending on how they act and how they work with the squad, then they're voted on by the emergency squad on whether or not we're going to keep them, possibly maybe put them on probation a little longer or something of that nature.
How many members?
On the books, I think we have currently around 30 to 35.
Just if I can add, as far as for training certifications, one of the first requirements is that the new members are certified as a first responder within the first year. Additional certifications and training as we go in specialized areas, such as with water rescue or the different areas that we've covered.
What is your background exactly?
So, I'm nationally registered paramedic. I worked for ERT, North Star, MIMS when they came through. I was a member of the National Guard. I've deployed 3 times. After my first deployment, I started working for the National Guard full time. I'm a flight medic full time with the National Guard. Camp Robinson, deployed multiple times. I've worked and I've trained with many of our NATO forces. Partner agencies down in Guatemala and other agencies across the state. I have a degree in emergency medicine. And I also have a degree in emergency management.
Can you give us some highlights of what the squad has done recently? I mean, anything like big operations or anything?
I'll let Brandon speak to those.
So our typical response areas are going to be things like the cavern. We get multiple calls throughout the year up to the cavern north of Greenbrier, where we'll have individuals who have either not anticipated the amount of time that's going to take or run into an issue along the way. And so that's our primary rapid response. We support fire departments along. We were out with Mayflower Fire Department here last month at a structure fire for water recovery. We also have an air system, cascade system that we can bring out as part of our truck. Right now, that's being serviced and brought up to spec as we have to do every so often. We participated this most recently in a drill with OEM, and they use that for the Arkansas State, the ATOM drill that the county has to do for search and rescue out there at OEM. We had teams go out. I was actually organizing the operational side of that, installing the radios, dispatching out our units, and conducting a search of the area, mock search. So we do those as well as, you know, other trainings throughout the year to keep up on that in our different disciplines between search and water and communications.
How are y'all dispatched? Who calls the Faulkner County Emergency Squad?
So currently the Faulkner County Emergency Squad responds through the Sheriff's Office, or now the PSAP, through dispatch. We get paged out typically over the radio or through the I'm Responding app. Any of the volunteer fire departments or sheriff's department can request our assistance. We are able to respond to others as needed. Over the years, we've supported other local communities, like where the tornado went through Scotland and up in Clinton. We responded out to those as well. And then Pulaski County will call on us from time to time to support for river operations down the south part of it.
Any additional questions from the committee? Concerns, other JPs? If I may be forthcoming, as we sat through budget season, I was looking at the numbers and looking at different things, and obviously I'm not afraid to ask questions, and that's how all this got started, is I wanted to make sure that no matter what, every entity that falls in our county government is a good use of our tax dollars. And I wasn't aware of what exactly our emergency squad did or their relevancy to some of the other organizations and the people of our county. And so I started looking into it and asking some questions. And I had some concerns going in. I'll be the first one to admit that I didn't know, and I had some concerns, and I was very relieved and excited to see that there are some changes coming, and that they definitely plan on becoming more relevant to the citizens of Faulkner County throughout the next few months and years. So I'm looking forward to seeing what all changes are in store and what all you can do to support our county and our citizens. So any additional comments, questions?
I was wondering if there are specific pieces of data that you track related to even things like your membership or the calls that you go on, things that could be reported up to the quorum court on a regular basis.
To be honest with you, our data collection is lackluster, and that's one of the improvements that we want to do is collect that data. Because without that data, we can't improve as an organization and we can't serve the citizens. So we are going to attempt to collect better data and report in a timely manner to the quorum court so they can see the progress and prove our relevancy.
I'll be excited to see those things too. Each month, typically, the Sheriff's Department gives us a report back of, you know, how many detainees we have, how many, you know, available places we have, how many men, women, all of those things. how many hours the reserve unit has served, all of those things. So you probably can be turn that in each month to Angie, I'm assuming, or UW Boyd, and he could get that on board to get that in our report.
Yes, ma'am, and that's our intent. Just please be aware that this is kind of a new era, like I said, and so it's going to be a slow process. The first month or so may be slow because we want to be cautious on what we do and how we do. And so that data may be slow coming in at first, but I do plan on updating everyone on such calls and stuff of that nature.
Yeah, sounds great. We appreciate you guys coming out tonight and visiting with us.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I was going to ask another question. Can you tell us something about how you go about spending money? Who signs checks? Who decides where to disperse money? How to disperse money? What to spend money on?
So from my understanding, we do have a budget. If it's a large purchase, we have to get approval from the quorum court. We do have a petty cash fund that we use to pay for like incidentals and stuff of that nature.
And several years ago, there was a pretty large, substantial reserve, I believe, in y'all's accounts. Is that still there? Is it, and can you give an idea of how much that is?
I believe so, but I'm not able to answer that question this time.
So we do still have that reserve, about $435,000, I think, is where it was when I last checked with Mr. Sampson. It's just to expound on the question before. Typically, when there's a purchase that needs to be made, we'll talk about it within our SWAT, monthly SWAT meetings, put it before the body of the SWAT, vote on it. The officers have delegation of spending so that we can be able to go out and buy parts and things like that as we need to. But any large purchases, we'll typically discuss, for instance, the mud ox that we purchased last year. That was something that we've been working on for several years to find a good fit of equipment as well as price for the budget, and then we voted to move forward with that and then went through the process of moving that forward, and then everything gets cut through the clerk's office.
Okay, so y'all can spend from that reserve fund without actually coming to the court and asking for, is that correct?
We can't pull from that reserve without coming to the court. So we have our allocated budget, which typically is in excess of what we bring into the voluntary tax. But we're very conservative with how we've spent that over the years. And so we typically don't get close. I think right now we're at about somewhere between 46-50% of the budget spent for this year. And that's pretty typical for us, which puts us about where our volunteer tax income has been over the years.
If I can just quickly, the county has no involvement with their private funds. They're a 501c3, I believe. So any of their private donations or accounts they have, that's their entity. And they can do whatever they want. However, the funds that come through the voluntary tax, that's money that the quorum court appropriates every year or an amount. Generally, I think that's been about $80,000, $100,000 each year, and depends. And then the county judge has the discretion to basically allow them to use the funds that have been appropriated. So I think maybe 2 years ago, maybe it's three, the squad didn't use or used very little amount of the appropriated funds. And then last year, they had a very large vehicle purchase, so they had to come to the quorum court and request them out. So, Justice Allison, to answer your question, of that $400,000 that's in that fund, that's an amount that only the quorum court can appropriate and only the county judge can sign off on as far as the POs.
Cool. Thank you.
Councilor Murphy, I hate to have you soon back up again. I can't see exactly, but can you explain publicly how exactly that voluntary tax entity works? I was not aware of the fact that that had gone to the ballot.
Yeah,
previously.
We have about six or seven issues, well, more than that, really, but countywide, there are six or seven voluntary tax boxes or items. So, for instance, the museum has a voluntary tax item. The soil conservation has a voluntary tax checkbox. The or County Extension Office. Anyhow, all that to say is the emergency squad is one of those, and they're probably the longest, or the one that's been on the longest. And I believe in 1976, the emergency squad went to the people by an initiative petition and put it on the ballot to put that voluntary tax on the rolls, if you will. So that is the only voluntary tax that has gone to the ballot. Every other voluntary tax has come to Quorum Court and requested to be put on the collector's mailing, and that's the process for it. So the emergency squad stands very unique from all the other groups that we have with voluntary tax, and they are the ones that were voted in by the people.
And to change anything that goes along with that tax, it would have to go back before the people and not before the court.
That's correct. Typically, anything put on by a vote has to be taken off by a vote.
Thank you. That was new knowledge for me, so I want to make sure that was shared. Any other questions or comments? And we'll go ahead and move on. We're excited to see where we go from here. So I appreciate you guys for coming.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Any additional announcements or discussion? Old business, new business?
Can you give us an update on the animal shelter?
I can give you an update on the animal shelter. Our sign went up this last week. I don't know if anybody's written out to see that, but it looks great. I notified and saw it all lit up. I was very excited to see that it was lit up, so hopefully we won't have a lot of issues for people being there when they're not supposed to be there. The kennels are installed. The furniture is ordered and should be delivered next week. We are in the process of getting the additional medical equipment. Ordered and installed, which is the surgical suite, the cat containment areas, just some grooming tub and table, the scales, and some things like that that are needed that are part of it. The coalition has been working really well, and their fundraising committee has really kicked off things as the building has begun to get finished where people can, you know, start seeing some progress. They've had several large donations, and I hope to see those continue. They're already planning some grand opening type galas get together. I don't know exactly what all is going on there, as well as the naming rights for the rooms, and several of those have already been chosen and worked on. So that capital campaign is well underway, feel very relieved that there are some funds coming from other places other than just the voluntary tax fund. Any other questions? If you haven't been out to see it, I encourage all to go out and see it.
After you schedule it with me.
Yes, after you schedule it with administrator meetings.
Me with Candy's Burger Dogs.
Call me and I'll take you out there anytime.
Yeah,
it's an active construction site.
Yes. Pull up, they definitely meet you at your vehicle and ask who you are. So anyway. Any other questions or comments? And we'll call it for an adjournment.
We are.
Thank you guys.